The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
As it happens, Mary Jennings, our running coach, is here. Mary, good afternoon.
Morning or afternoon, Brendan, indeed. How are you?
Mary, you say this is a great time of year to start running.
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, great time of year to be outside. I think that's the starting point, isn't it? And a day like today, I know you can't see it from here, but it's beautiful out there. And yeah, I mean, if you look outside today, there's people running, probably a bit hot in the afternoon now. But we were out at Park Run earlier and just the buzz about it, the energy about people being out on a day when, you know, you're not thinking about extra layers and will I wear the gloves and is the grass mucky? You know, everyone's just up and out and in good form, I think.
Okay, just to briefly, we'll go over a few of the pointers for people starting out from the last time.
Yeah.
Start slowly.
Exactly. Most important thing, I think lower your expectations is probably a good one. People think, oh, I'm going to start running, so I'll start running. You kind of start by walking, running, and your running pace, it's not that much quicker or possibly even slower than your walking pace. It's really just to start gradually and sensibly and make sure that when you're starting, you're at a stage where you're comfortable, you know, doing a 30-minute walk. You've no health issues, no medical problems. You've got, you're all clear to go. But then really just choose to enjoy it and go at a pace that feels comfortable. Don't go running for a bus pace and don't try and keep up with your friends or your neighbours either. Just go out and enjoy. I think that's the starting
point. Okay, so no pressure there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the thing about running, of course, is that you have to keep doing it.
That's you it. You can't just tick
congratulate
it off.
Yourself. Yeah. You have to do it again. How do we keep motivated?
I think that's the thing. I think, you know, when people start out, and the last time I was on with you, it's about 8 or 9 weeks ago, because I know some of the people who started after that, they just ran their first park run this morning. So that's great motivation because they've moved from walking to running 5K. So when people start out, I think the motivation is there because you're running the longest run of your life every week. So that's super motivating. But then you get to a point where maybe you get to 5K and, you know, you can do 5K and then you're doing 5K a couple of times a week on the same old loop and the same old thing. And you're thinking, is this it? You know, I mean, you miss it if you don't do it, but you're thinking, oh, maybe, you know, is there something else? And I suppose that's what happens when they fall into a rut with it. They literally go out the front door and they turn the same direction every time, or possibly they do, you know, the same time of the day. And I think for keeping yourself motivated, it's changing it up. It's variety. So whether it's running with somebody else or possibly running at a different time of day, now you can run an early morning before work. A lot of people in daylight, you've got evening bright up to 9-10 o'clock at night. You have different options like that. You have grass, bright grass on parks in the evening time that you can get off the beaten track, you get off the roads. You can join running clubs, you can get your next door neighbour out, you can run beside a bike with a kid, you know, I mean, there's loads of different options to changing it up. So I think if you do the same thing, like in anything, you know, if you keep doing it, you kind of stagnate as well. So how do you vary it? Or you change your distance or you change a goal. I mean, there's, you just change one variable, I think, at a time, and then see what motivates you, though, too. You know, it's, you know, it's not the same for everybody. Some people might want to run a little bit longer. Some people might want to, you know, go to the mountains and go on trails now because the weather is nice. You can do that on a school night, so to speak. Now you can go somewhere different where in the winter time it might not be as tempting to go down to, well, the beach would have been dark maybe or something. But now you can kind of make it fun. I think that's the way to do it.
I saw you writing recently about just get out the door, like that. Yeah. That's the key thing. And that people spend all their time overthinking, why should I go or why shouldn't I go? And
I think
that.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm running a long time and I'm still one of those people who'll make all the excuses. And so I don't have the full answers for it. But I know what works. Meeting someone else works because, you know, you won't make an excuse for them. You can put it off and you can put it off. So having a set time where you're meeting someone or like a race or event or a class or something, that gets people out the door. Or a deadline of, you know, I'm working at 9 o'clock. So if I go at 7:30, I'm home at 8, you know, have a quick shower, get the kids, whatever it is you need to do. But yeah, getting out the door. I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people just bounce out the door, hop out of bed and go for a run. I've never been that person, but I always love it when I come back.
Yeah.
So I think it's trying to visualize, you know, we talk about, we train people for longer distance and I'd be training people for marathons and we all talk about visualizing the finish line. But actually, if you can visualize how you're going to feel an hour later from now, that's often enough to say, okay, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Because if you're still hanging around an hour later wearing the running gear at home thinking, I'll just, you know, put on a wash or I'll just, you know, respond to these emails and then you'll have your dinner and then sure, we'll go tomorrow and, you know, then just get annoyed with yourself. So I don't think I'm the only one who's like that.
And if you do get out the door, it happens.
It does.
It's very rare that you get out the door and go and run down the road and go, nah, and go home.
Oh, it is. It's once you're out, and we were on the last time with you, we spoke and you were speaking on behalf of a friend, I think, or maybe yourself. So, you know, the first 5 minutes can be a bit of a trudge, you know, you're trying to get going and get the momentum going. But if you warm up and even take that first 5 minutes and say to yourself, look, I'll go out for a walk, and if I don't feel like it, I don't have to run. I can come back home. You know yourself. Once you've that first 5 minutes done, loosen out, you fall into a bit of a rhythm, and then you settle in, and then, you know, it all gets good from there. Second half is always better than the first half, I think.
Yeah. And then you mentioned kind of upping the distance then for people who are maybe at that 5K. So some people might not want to up the distance, but is it a good thing to do in general?
It depends on the person. Firstly, if you're, say, someone who's just about got to 5K and maybe he's done first park run and still have the buzz of doing your first 5Ks, I would stay with that buzz, because there's no point trying to rush to the next thing. Yeah. And it, as you say, it's not like, oh, let's just tick off all the distances and retire. I mean, you can, but like the real benefits in running is the long term consistency and the friends you make through it and the places you go and the things, you know, the opportunities it brings you. So you can rush through all the distances by all means. I would say, you know, stay where you're at for a while. But when you have kind of that urge to think, I wonder, will I go faster or longer? You know, they often faster might be daunting for some people. They just might not fancy it. Whereas longer can be gradual. Like, you're just really adding a few extra minutes every week to one of your runs per week and gradually adding.
To one of them.
Yeah. Well, I would do it. Say if someone was saying now at 5K wanting to move to 10K, I would be saying 3 runs a week. I would be saying keep your midweek runs, the 2 of them, at the same kind of, you're say 30 minutes or 40 minutes out, and then your weekend run, add on an extra 5 minutes to that. So if you think, if you're doing a park run on a Saturday morning, why not do an extra 5 minutes before the start line? Then it's done. You're not going to finish your park run 5 minutes before the end. And then add an 10 minutes the next week, you know, 50 minutes the next week. Okay. By the end of June, you're up at your 10K, you know.
Okay. And look, I think the important message is, if as long as you're healthy and you've no worries, and anyone can do this.
I think you listen to your body, like in anything, in any sport, you warm up well, you listen to your body, you balance your running, both with, think about the lifestyle you have as well. If you're rushing from a stressful job straight out the door for a run, give your body the time to walk, to stretch, to loosen into it. Go at a pace that's comfortable with you. Find friends, find people who are in the same boat as you. Do you know, that kind of, who have the same goals and interests in the running. Some people want to win, some people want to get faster, some people just want to clear their head. So find like-minded people and then kind of listen. Like, if you feel a niggle or if you feel something that's not quite right, you know, I'd say certainly this time of the year, get off the paths, get up on the grass verges, everywhere you go, just look for a softer surface. Okay. Okay. But also as well then balancing your body when you're not running. So the stretching, the loosening out, the just even resting and recovery, all the good stuff, the sensible stuff we know we're supposed to be doing.
Okay, and you offer free guided training programs on your website. I know, Mary Jennings, founder of Forget the Gym. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.